Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Downey, Joel Riley on a beautiful Friday morning, mostly sunny skies throughout the day. High is going to reach the mid-60s, clear skies tonight, low near 35, and then Saturday, sunny, a high near 61. Saturday night, cloudy chance of rain, and then Sunday, that's the day we could see a lot of rain. They're calling for showers. Last I saw, 100% chance of rain on Sunday, so if you got things you want to do, I'd do them today and tomorrow, and then Sunday I'd kind of hunker down as going to get some rain. I'm going to get my yard work done, get the old lawn feed done, put down on Saturday, because I figure the Ohio State game will be over after 2 minutes into kickoff, so why not get out and do something?
I just blanked on all that. I'm just enjoying a refreshing cup of Magnetic Springs crystal clear water.
It is. And now look, we got a new little, you know, the jug thing over there, and I've got my big old cup full.
I'm just telling you what, that is delightful.
So it's a good water.
That's my first pull, too. That thing's been sitting there for about a week, and I just...
That's the first time you've had some?
The first time.
Oh, I'm a, then a,
the cups show up. I'm not a camper like you. I don't carry around my portable mug.
You know
me all the time. But
yeah, I'm always on the water thing.
Fresh glasses over there. So my gosh, that's.
I thought everybody was drinking out because that jug's about half empty. I know it wasn't just me. So I figured everybody else was drinking out of it.
So good. So nice addition to the studio.
Love me some water.
Magnetic Springs.
Yeah, love me some water.
Yes. Yeah, so you were saying the Buckeyes
I'll probably
have that game in the bag by 2 minutes in, 3 minutes in.
I would think right after opening kickoff, a lot of people are going to go do something because I know I will be.
I hope you're right. I would like to see the Buckeyes put a game away. I mean, you know, the old Earl Bruce, you know, mentality of get them sitting on their hands, two quick scores, and let's go. So Purdue, let's go.
I mean, you're a 38-point favorite at home. Enough said. I mean, really, there's nothing else needs to be said.
How'd that go the last time we were in that situation?
We won.
Uh-huh.
You beat Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
You didn't beat them by
not 38 points.
No.
So I'd like to see some high-octane offense and keep that defense rolling because we got some games coming.
Well, if you'd like to see some high-octane offense, you might not be able to see it because you'll be listening to it here on Buckeye Country, but tune in tonight when Licking Valley plays host to Bloom Carroll because I'll tell you what, this should be a shootout
tonight.
They're
both scoring machines, huh?
This could be a very, very exciting football game. Bloom Carroll, no stranger to the state playoffs. Of course, Licking Valley, no stranger either. And we'll get into that a little bit here later in the second half of the show. But if you want some offense, that one should be pretty good. And again,
I'm bookmarking it.
They're the only Licking County team left out of nine. We were talking about this last night at the LMH Lifetime Achievement Reception. They're only one left. So put the eggs in the basket. Let's go.
Well, I mean, Valley is always good. They got great, I mean, just history. I mean, the provenance. I mean, whatever you want to say. People love them some Valley football, so giddy up.
And here's the thing, too. I understand the rivalries. I get it. Even when I was back in Akron and being in the city series with the schools that I went to, you always wanted to beat those teams. But if I was out of the playoffs, I was cheering for the team in my community.
Well, sure.
But, I mean, there's some folks that, you know, if it was Newark Catholic, they wouldn't do it. They could not cheer for Newark Catholic. And I'm sure there's some fans, non-fans of Valley, who won't be able to cheer. But I've always taken the approach that, hey, if one of our teams can make a deep run, let's go ahead and get behind
them. I'm of that mindset. I mean, except for the state up north, once it gets to bowl season or whatever, I mean, I'm usually rooting for the Big Ten. You root for Ohio State during the season, but when it gets to be bowl season, let's go Big Ten.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. I could never root for Michigan, ever. Ever. I understand the whole Big Ten thing, but there's just certain teams you just cannot bring yourself to cheer for.
Yep.
And that's one of them. Now, if there's a game where I need them to win to help Ohio State or to help my Notre Dame Irish, I won't watch it.
I am just nonplussed about it.
I'll wait for the score to come in and be like, okay. You know, they did their job or they didn't do their job. I just won't watch it. So a lot of football this weekend. Of course, again, tonight we'll have the game for you. I mentioned last night over at the Reese Center for the 2024 Lifetime Achievement Reception for Licking Memorial Health Systems. And Luella Reese received the award this year. And, you know, you're doing it in the Reese Center. They just have the new Luella Reese Hodges building that they just – the old Founders Hall has been redone in her name. You got the Boys and Girls Club of Newark is named after her. It was funny. I was joking with people. I said, this is a pretty good stretch for Luell Reese with what's been going on. And she well-deserved. I mean, it was a wonderful event last night. She couldn't be there. Her granddaughter, Sally Heckman, stood in for her, but it was a really nice event.
Well, I mean, you were playing clips in the morning about how it's nice that she gets to stand on her own because, you know, the Reese family has great tradition. But, you know, that's what it's recognizing. That's what it's about. So, well done.
Yeah. And Lickey Memorial does such a good job with that. And then also the Mary Jane McDonald Building a Healthier Community Award went to the Friends of the Licking County Library for their support of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And Judge Hoover was there. It was so funny, you know, because you get a chance, you get to sit down. You know, it was myself, Kent Mallett with the advocate, and we were in there with Licking Memorial, you know, Rob Montagne's and other folks. And the judge, anybody who knows Judge Hoover, you get him started and there's no stopping him. There's no stopping him. And it was so funny because finally Rob Montagne said, hey, we got to go. We got to go give these awards away. And Judge Hoover, God, I mean, he's such a good guy. He's like right away, hey, bring me in. I want to come back to the station. I'm like, why? I'll only ask one question and that'll be it.
Yeah.
He just started laughing. I mean, he's such a great guy.
He might still be wound up from last night.
He very well could be. As a matter of fact, I think Rob said to him, you're not accepting the award. We're not having you go. People had places to go and things to do.
At midnight, people are like, wrap it up. Give him the hook.
Oh, but he's such a good, good soul. He, you know, he's so invested in the Friends of the Licking County Library, and he is so passionate. I mean, so passionate about reading and kids and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. You know, Licking County was one of the first in the state that really jumped on board with this. They have almost 60% of eligible children are in it. It's one of the highest in the state. So, you know, kudos to them because, Joel, you and I both know reading is – I love to read books all the time. And if you can get him started at that young age, it's just something – I mean – I know my little granddaughter, a couple months old, and her mom and dad are reading to her left and right.
My wife started reading to our son in utero. Mm-hmm. She's a librarian. She's a part of that. So, I mean, she gets it. She lives it. And it pays huge dividends. I mean, you don't think about it when you're a parent, when you're a new parent and all those things. But I spent a lot of time reading to our son. I don't know, honestly, how much he's reading now just because he's getting his life started and working a lot and all that stuff. But that background, that fundamental, you know, liking reading, reading for recreation, reading to learn, super, super important.
It is. And it was so fun to hear him talk last night about, you know, when they're out and about, they were over at Par Excellence STEM Academy the last time handing out books and just seeing kids are like, wait, I get to keep this book? Because there's nothing better than having a book. I joke with people all the time. I'm very... very anal about my books. I try not to lend them out to people because I'm always afraid I'm not going to get them back. I don't buy paper. I think I have one paperback book on my shelves because I want hardback. I want to be able to read it. They're like, well, why don't you? And I have nothing against the library. Went to it as a kid and everything. But when I read a book, I want to keep it. I want to have it on my shelf. So I understand that excitement for a kid.
Heck yeah.
It tells you how sad my life is. But I understand that excitement for a kid who's getting a book for the very first time.
Right on.
And they don't just get one.
I mean, with the Dolly Parton.
Yep.
I mean, that's a 0-5. It's all good.
It's such a great, great program. So it was nice to see the Friends of the Library receive that for their work with the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And I'll tell you the other good thing about last night, too, was I didn't hear any talk of politics. I mean, it was just, we're going to be here, we're going to recognize Lou Reese, we're going to recognize the Friends of the Library. It was just so nice not to have to hear anybody talk about politics. I mean, I don't know about you, but now that Tuesday is come and gone, and however way you look at it, it's been able to sink in and, and get it taken care of. I'm just thrilled now. No more commercials, nothing.
Nice that there is a little oasis, and I'm telling you what, watching the TV is kind of enjoyable again. It kind of is.
And again, it's not, I didn't want people to think it's, you know, it's us older guys. I did my podcast last night with my boys, and they're, you know, 28 and 25, and they said the same thing. It was just nice to be able to sit down, watch whatever you wanted to watch and didn't have to see. And they pointed it out just like I did, the Bernie Marino, Sherrod Brown. It just seemed like those were everywhere.
Yes,
It was just nice to be able to not have to worry about it.
Amen, brother.
So, you know, it was funny. I was driving home the other day, Wednesday morning, the day after the election. I saw Dwayne Flowers, Commissioner Flowers, out picking up his signs because, you know, you got to have them picked up in a certain amount of time. So those are starting to come down. I mean, you still see them. They can't get to all of them right away, but those are starting to come down.
Well, some of those old billboard companies, I mean, there's billboards that last for months and months. So I don't know if there's a requirement to get them down, but
yeah,
by all means, take them down.
That's right. It just was so nice last night not to hear anybody say, well, what do you think? Or did this play out? It was just nice for a couple of hours just to go, okay, maybe we're past it now. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's always politics. Somebody's going to have something to say or have an opinion, but sure was nice last night not to have to worry about.
Nice to have the focus and the good judge there.
Yes, exactly right.
Keep things moving.
Keep it going and not, well, and I think he forgot about that keep it moving thing. But, you know, it was just nice not to have to worry about it. And again, it was a wonderful event to honor Lou Reese. And then, of course, as I mentioned, and they also, I guess I should mention too, they gave out their physicians lifetime care, Dr. Campolo, Dr. Davidoff. They were recognized last night for all their long time. I mean, it's amazing, Joe. I remember when I was a kid, you know, my first pediatrician was Dr. Klein. Then I went to Dr. Goswami, and that was it. It seemed like they just hung around forever. And you always, again, I understand now how things work with the younger doctors, but you always had that faith in the older doctor. I don't know what it was, the experience. I have no idea. I don't know about you. If you ever went into a doctor's office and you don't see your regular doctor, you saw a young person walk in, you went, uh-oh, yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool to see these folks that have been around for a while.
I mean, I totally agree. I mean, my family doc when I was a kid was, I mean, probably my age now, but it seemed like a really old guy at the time. But I don't know. I've got just as much faith in the young docs as the old guys now. I mean, things that are new technologies. I guess it just depends a little bit on what you're going to the doctor for. I mean, if it's for a cold or a flu, you know, old-time docs fine. But if it's a cancer treatment or you got diabetes or there's so much new in the way of research in that, I feel like maybe the younger doctors might have a little bit of a leg up.
Oh, I won't argue that. I mean, my doctor, Audra Parker, she's a younger woman. I mean, but it's just that always you walked in there and you just kind of felt, all right, it's like, you know, I know what they're going to say. I know how they're going to say it to me. You got used to it.
Don't want to have to hear about Doogie Howser again.
That's right.
I know I look young. Leave me alone.
Yeah. So, again, congratulations to Dr. Campolo and Davidoff. I mean, it's wonderful that they've been able to stay in the community and provide the care that they do because there's some fantastic doctors in our community, and it's always nice to recognize them for that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, Friday morning, 9:17. Beautiful skies out front. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day today. Cool tonight if you are heading out to the Licking Valley game or if you have family playing in another game. I would dress warmly if I was you. It's going to be cool. Temperature into the 30s by, well, I don't know, later this evening, but it will be definitely dropping when the sun goes down.
As soon as that sun goes down, yeah. I mean, it drops 10 degrees almost immediately. And if it's only going to 64,
yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying it's bundle up time, but it's definitely coolish.
Well, I can tell you this. Usually, and Rennie will tell you who does the games with me, I'm in shorts and a t-shirt, usually a polo, a work polo. That won't be the case this evening. That will not be the case this evening.
So.
No. So that and the case that it's always funny when you go over to Licking Valley, they've got their big horns. So those will be going off. And it's just hilarious to just see folks who have never heard those before because we sit real, you know, we're in the press box and we're right there where the stands are. And we try to leave the door open so we can get a feel for how things are going. My God, when there's about 20 of those things going off, it is loud. Mm-hmm. I mean, loud. And Rick Houston Plumbing and Heating, he does the PA, the public address announcer for the games. And even he'll just look over and just start laughing. It's so funny because it gets so loud. But it's such a great atmosphere over there, like it is at a lot of places. But, boy, you mentioned it earlier. You're a Valley fan. You are fully vested, man. There's no
100%.
There's no halfway
100%.
About doing it. But they're going to have their hands full tonight with Bloom Carroll, who snuck by Bishop Hartley in their first-round game. Of course, Valley blew out Indian of Alley last week was very, and it wasn't even close. I think it was 48-0 or something. But the other game was right down to the last 20 seconds that Bloom Carroll scored to get the win to get to this game. And, you know, 2020, they were 22. They were a state semifinalist. So this is a team that knows all about it. This could be a lot of fun this evening. And that's what you want. I mean, again, these first-round games, you'll get some blowouts. But when you start getting down to that second round, third round, and into the finals, there's where you want the good games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tonight is going to be one of those nights.
Well, it's been a heck of a season. I mean, really. I mean, you called some great games. Last week's game with Newark, I mean, that was a toss-up well into the game. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you want entertaining, you want to win. I understand it. But, you know, having a lot of fun on a Friday night, that is where it's at.
Oh, and it's going to be so much fun. I was telling my wife, actually. I said, yeah, I'm going to leave a little early because I got to believe that the Bloom Carroll fans, that's not that far a drive up.
Mm-hmm.
I got to believe they're going to be there in force. And, you know, I usually get to the Valley games around 5:30, and there's already plenty of cars in the parking lot. There's already people in the stands getting ready, picking out their seats and getting all those kind of things. It's funny because I'll see Coach Randy Boffman's wife, Kathy. She'll be there getting stuff set up. And just one of these days, I'm just going to bring her up in the booth with me. I'm like, all right, sit down. I want to know what it's like at the Boffman household
right
on a Friday
right on.
When you got a game like this because, you know, it's at that point in the season where you win, you move on, you lose. You know, like I told you earlier, you start making your holiday plans. Okay, mm-hmm. Where are we going for things? For a lot of these kids, too, they play basketball, so you'll see a lot of them once the football season's over. They're getting ready to go back on the court too, so
right.
It is so much fun. But they got their hands full tonight. The quarterback for Bloom Carroll, Ethan Van Danavong, is the real deal. I was looking at his stats last night. It's like 33 touchdowns through the air and on the ground to maybe 6 turnovers. So when you're talking about a 5-1, almost a 6-1 ratio from touchdowns to turnovers.
That's strong.
That ought to tell you how good that kid is.
That is correct.
So,
got some good blockers and some good receivers.
He does. They've got a lot of potent offensive weapons. And I think that tonight, for me, that will be the key is how do they slow him down? You know, you don't want to get into a shootout with him because obviously they can score some points, and so can Valley. But I think if the Valley defense can get some stops, I think that's the key. I mean, because Valley, their offense is what it is going to do what it does, grind the ball, get some passes here and there. But Trent Marcus, the running back, will have to have a big game. But I think if they can get a stop or two or hold him to a field goal, I think Valley's chances of moving on would be pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah. And again, we were joking earlier, you want to see a team go as deep into the postseason run as you can. And you know, it's hard to believe Coach Boffman's been there for 36, 37 years. Just wanted one time see the guy get his state title. I mean, just really. I mean, he's done everything else you can do in football. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's touched the lives of how many boys that are now men that come back. You know, you see it all the time. Lieutenant Colonel Chad Dennis with the Sheriff's Office, one-time great football player for Valley. I see him at the games, and he says, you know, it's just something that we just love and are involved in. So really would like to see Coach Boffman get that state title. He's been close on numerous occasions, but he just can't seem to get over the hump. Maybe this will be the year.
One more step tonight.
That's exactly right. So it'll be a great night. The weather is going to be very cooperative. Again, it'll be cold. It's been a great year of high school football. Just one game. We had a 30-minute delay for Newark and Zanesville in week two or three, but everything else has just been fantastic. And I cannot wait to, again, putting my game notes together yesterday, getting all the information, and just sitting there thinking, can we play this game tonight? Do I have to wait for Friday? So if I feel like that.
Yeah, imagine how the kids feel.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what that atmosphere. And I'll ask Coach during the pregame tonight what that atmosphere is going to be like over there. Today for, you know, the rally, pep rally, and all these things, getting these guys ready to go. But it should be quite a scene. It should just be quite a scene. So if you're over there tonight, just enjoy it, soak it in. Dress warmly, I will say that. Make sure you head over, and, you know, we were talking about Judge Hoover earlier. His nephew, Dan Hoover, who's the bailiff for Licking County Court, he does the bratwurst over there at Licking Valley. So he's cooking.
Cook them up, cowboy.
He says he'll go through thousands of those things.
I'm sure.
So, you know, they got their chicken and noodles. So if you need something to eat and you need to stay warm, go over there to the concession area. They'll take care of you.
Right
so
on.
We'll have full reaction to that for you on Monday morning as to see how they do. And, of course, Ohio State and Purdue on Saturday as well. Big plans this weekend or just taking her easy?
Taking her easy. Yeah. I mean, I'm planning to watch a little bit of the game, but first – first weekend off in a while, so just going to chill.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. Except I fully intend to be out in my yard by the end of the first half tomorrow. I cannot see that game being a struggle for Ohio State. But then what do I know? I thought they'd beat Oregon, so that ought to tell you. Don't put any money on them.